It was true. As the crows began to settle in at Nevermore Tree, the Baudelaires could see more clearly, and they stared up at the ladder in horror. The harpoon was sticking out of one of the ladder's thick ropes, which was slowly uncurling around the hook. It reminded Violet of a time when she was much younger, and had begged her mother to braid her hair so she could look like a famous inventor she had seen in a magazine. Despite her mother's best efforts, the braids had not held their shape, and had come unravelled almost as soon as she had tied their ends with ribbons. Violet's hair had slowly spun out of the braid, just as the strands of rope were spinning out of the ladder now.
"Climb faster!" Duncan screamed down. "Climb faster!"
"No,"
Violet said quietly, and then said it again so her siblings could hear. More and more crows were taking their places in the tree, and Klaus and Sunny could see Violet's grim face as she looked down at them in despair.
"No!"
The eldest Baudelaire took another look at the unravelling rope, and saw that they couldn't possibly climb up to the basket of Hector's self-sustaining hot-air mobile home. It was just as impossible as her mother ever braiding her hair again.
"We can't do it," she said. "If we keep trying to climb up, we'll fall to our deaths. We have to climb down."
"But,"
Klaus said.
"No,"
Violet said, and one tear rolled down her cheek.
"We won't make it, Klaus."
"You will,"
Sunny said.
"No,"
Violet said again, and looked her siblings in the eye. The three Baudelaires shared a moment of frustration and despair that they could not follow their friends, and then, without another word, they began climbing down the unravelling ladder, through the murder of crows still migrating to Nevermore Tree. When the Baudelaires climbed down 9 rungs, the rope unbraided completely, and dropped the children onto the flat landscape, unhappy, but unharmed.
"Hector, maneuver your invention back down!"
Isadora called. Her voice sounded a bit faint from so far away.
"Duncan and I can lean out of the basket and make a human ladder. There's still time to retrieve them."
"I can't,"
Hector said sadly, gazing down at the Baudelaires, who were standing up and untangling themselves from the fallen ladder, as Detective Dupin began to stride toward them in his plastic shoes.
"It's